is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis worldwide. The virus has claimed over 1.2 million lives around the world since it first emerged in China late last year. The number of people infected globally is closing in on 50 million. These are according to running tallies by Johns Hopkins University in the United States. The United States remains the most affected country with over 237,000 deaths. The countries with the next highest death tolls are Brazil with more than 162,000, India with more than 126,000, and Mexico with over 94,000 deaths. President-elect Joe Biden vows to name a group of top scientists to his coronavirus task force as early as Monday, making the pledge during his first speech since being projected as winner of the U.S. election. Portugal will introduce a curfew across most of the country starting Monday in an effort to combat surging case numbers. Prime Minister Antonio Costa announces the UK government caves in to a campaign by Manchester United star Marcus Rashford, promising to give free meals to poor children over the Christmas holidays and beyond. Britain pays tribute to its war dead as royals and politicians commemorate a low-key Remembrance Day without the usual solemn pageantry owing to the coronavirus pandemic. A gymnastics competition in Japan provides a glimpse of what the delayed Tokyo Olympics may look like next summer as fans attend the country's first international sporting competition since the shutdown. The Gymnastics Friendship and Solidarity Competition gathers around 30 athletes from Japan, China, Russia, and the U.S. to compete in tightly controlled biosecure conditions. This is VOA News. Thousands of people across the United States took to the streets to celebrate the announcement that Joe Biden is the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election. In his first speech since then, President-elect Biden said he was humbled by the trust and confidence that voters have placed in him, and he said that his presidency will be about rebuilding America. He also appealed to those who had cast their vote for incumbent President Donald Trump, saying it's time to put away harsh rhetoric and to lower the temperature. The United Arab Emirates has announced a major liberalization of the country's Islamic personal laws, allowing unmarried couples to cohabitate, loosening alcohol restrictions, and criminalizing so-called honor killings. The broadening of personal freedoms reflects the changing profile of a country that has sought to bill itself as a skyscraper-studded destination for Western tourists, fortune seekers, and businesses, despite its legal system based on a hardline interpretation of Islamic law. This weekend's announcement also follows a historic U.S. brokered deal to normalize relations between the UAE and Israel, which is expected to bring an influx of Israeli tourists and investment. The move comes as the UAE gets ready to host the high-stakes World Expo. A strengthened tropical storm Eta has made landfall on Cuba and has also set its sights on the southern tip of Florida, which is already experiencing heavy rains and unusual tides. The storm has left dozens dead and over 100 missing in Central America, as searchers in Guatemala were still digging for signs of about 100 people believed buried by a massive rain-fueled landslide. The U.S. National Hurricane Center issued tropical storm warnings for southern Florida and the Florida Keys. Eta was once a Category 4 hurricane, and authorities from Panama to Mexico are still surveying the damage following days of heavy rains. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny congratulated President-elect Joe Biden on his victory Sunday before there was any reaction from the Kremlin to the U.S. election results. Navalny, in a tweet, congratulated Biden, running mate Kamala Harris, and Americans for, quote, defining the new leadership in a free and fair election. He also said this is a privilege which is not available to all countries. Navalny is recovering in Germany from a suspected poisoning earlier this year, which he blames on Putin, but the Kremlin denies this. Congratulations were pouring in from around the world after U.S. television networks declared on Saturday that Biden had taken an insurmountable lead over Donald Trump in the nearly complete count from Tuesday's election. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.